Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was head or tail.
Lemon face. Lemon face. All right.
No, that was it. Y'all ready for this? Na 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 na
na na na na na na na na na na na na na. We need two of those. We need
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the News Project, episode 370, actually five. This is Jorge.
Buenos ding dong diddly dias. Yo soy Matty Ding Dong.
It's raining cats and dogs. So I guess you know what that means. You gotta turn on the heat. Oh, yeah.
All right, let's turn that off now. Thank you very much.
That's good.
Woo!
Nightmarish.
It is nightmarish.
It's gonna turn out so good.
Well, hello, gentlemen. Hey. How's it going?
Fine, just fine.
You look all kind of fucked up.
Yeah, I feel fat as fuck.
You feel fat?
Oh, yeah. Because we ate a pizza wrong.
Dude, I've been eating everything in sight. All the fucking cookies, and I've made a bunch of cookies.
And I mean everything.
Holy shit, too much candy. It's good stuff.
Okay.
Feeling like all kinds of shit.
We are post-Christmas, which is, of course, perfect because we're doing our Christmas episode.
Yeah. Yep. And I don't know if you guys noticed, but it's only about 50 weeks till next Christmas.
Yep. 51, but, you know, who's counting?
Mariah Carey
next Christmas
has gone dormant for the year.
Yep. I don't know. She might still be around. There's some fucking psychos that will play Mariah Carey through Three Kings Day. Just
Three Kings?
Yeah. Just because. Is she the queen?
Hmm.
Maybe like Three Kings will play it, dude.
Oh, dude.
Dude, cool. Speaking
it's of... It's like you go on Instagram and it's some chick. It's like, mother to Three Kings. And
speaking like of Three Kings...
Her shit kids,
these Three
yeah.
Kings are going to go see Sound of Animals Fighting in like a week and a half.
Dude, bro. Dude! Damn!
So stoked. Who's going to drive me? Because I'm going to be on mushrooms.
Let me drive.
I'm drinking, so that Rhett's means driving. Rhett's driving. That's hell dope. Yeah.
Driving you in the Leaf, and
dude. That's such a shit. That's mind blowing.
For you,
you're gonna be driving us in your Leaf while I'm drinking.
The Sound of Animals
and this
fighting,
motherfucker
and
is
shrooming.
Yeah.
To go to a sound. Wow. Wow. Yeah,
now you think it's weird. How do you think it was for me the first year or so being sober? Like, it's fucking weird.
But this is the first time you've driven us.
Yeah, both of you. Remember I drove you home from when we went to your fucking grill place? We went out for a family
meal.
Oh,
that's right. Yeah, because my people dropped me off.
Yeah, and you were like tripping out though because I was giving you a ride home and you were buzzed.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is fucking weird.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Because I just didn't drive. I never drove growing up, thankfully. That would have been fucked.
That's just wild.
Well, how was your Christmas?
It was uneventful. No family drama. That's the best I can hope for. There's no family drama.
Huh.
Did you talk to your family?
Yeah, I went over there.
Oh, that's good.
All right. You know, it was okay. Nothing to write home about, but there was no bullshit, no drunken assholes, no drama.
Because half of them are in jail.
No, everybody was out. Oh. Everybody's good. Everybody was there.
Oh,
it's wild.
That's really good.
My grandma randomly showed up, and I'm like, oh, kind of wish I would have known you were going to be here so I could have, like, I don't know, got you something, but that's fine.
Or maybe, like, cut my hair.
Fuck no.
Shaved, maybe.
She's seen my commercials, so she knows I look like Jesus, but that's fine. It's all good.
Jesus was Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, well, you know, I look like the better version of Jesus, like the culturally appropriated version of Jesus.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know.
The Koreans think Jesus is Korean.
Well, they're incorrect.
They're in Korean.
They also think that, you know, like Kim Jong-un is like the savior.
That's fair.
They all think that. Even the South.
You know what? They're something that's not being reported it. Enough is they're doing missile tests.
They are.
In the
dude, they got mistletoe over there?
They're flying drones.
Oh, shit, that's cool, dude.
Wake up, sheeple. And a lot of problems with you people.
That's a niche callback.
Yeah, it is. It's for the, you know, 12 of you that listen on patreon.com/whogoestherepodcast. You get to hear like all of the cool wild shit and engage in our Discord, which has even more wild shit than you would find on this show any day. And then you get, you know, extra content and bonus episodes. We're going to be doing some of that soon. You know, we got Christmas cards going out because they're here. They're signed. I just haven't really gotten around to sending them out.
Look, our episode's late. The cards will be late. It's fine.
You
it's
know fine. What you signed up for.
Look. If you expected our card to be on time for Christmas, fucking go find another show.
It may take us a while to come, but at least we come.
We want to take care of you first before we come.
Speaking of people I've made come, we have a couple new Patreon members.
Weren't you worried about that?
I don't know. It seemed appropriate. Did it? I don't know. Anyways, hi Rachel.
Well, we're gonna be losing one anyways.
Yeah.
The homie Rachel E. Thank you for joining the family. Good Lord. Also, the homie John Reinhardt. That sounds like a fucking.
It sounds familiar, but I don't know who that is.
I don't know, but.
We're gonna lose him because I don't remember who he is.
Judge Reinhold.
He's the dude. He's Axel Foley's friend.
Turn to your head. What's your favorite Judge Reinhold movie?
Fucking Beverly Hills Cop. Not Fast Times at Ridgemont High. And I know there's that other one where they do the body swap.
Now. Yeah, that's mine. Is the body swap one. I can't remember which one it is.
Freaky Friday with a dude in the 80s. Yeah,
it's good though.
Yeah, it's good. Agreed. I remember it was good.
You talking about Big, dude?
No. Oh. Big is dope though.
Oh. I'm just kidding.
Downtown, baby. Downtown the road.
How was your Quizmos?
Christmas was good. Christmas was very nice. And then we've been both... Hi, Sophia. And I already said it on the Patreon, but not on the show yet. And I'm going to say it again later, and you're going to say I already said it.
Yeah, well, because now you just found out she listens to the Patreon, so you have to say it twice.
Well, yeah, it's a trip. Like, sorry about all that. But it was really good. I'm barely happy.
I'm barely happy. I'm rarely happy.
I wanted to say very and really, and it came out rarely, but it sounded like barely. I'm really happy with the stuff I was able to find for Sophia, actually. So I know that this whole goddamn thing has been ruined by commerce, you know, and all that stuff. But I didn't get all stressed out this year and was very proactive, and I was really happy with the thoughtful gifts I could find. And
he was happy with how thoughtful he was. That's dope. Mm-hmm.
I was happy with how she received the stuff. I much prefer seeing people open a gift.
I'm than pretty happy watching people receive it too.
That's what I'm talking about. It's the same principle.
Yeah, it's like no, open it up so I can see it.
Yeah, let me see all the way in.
Yeah.
What's in there? You know what I mean?
What's like, in the box?
What could it be? It could even be a boat.
Yeah.
What, and we just, you know, we watched a bunch of stuff, and then we
did both you have to deal with any of her family drama?
Actually,
last year you had some stuff.
Last year was, and you know what? We've done a lot of reflecting on that this year. This year we just went and said hi and did a quick gift exchange, and that dynamic has changed a lot in the last year on a few different sides of it. So we both had the week off this week too, and we've just been relaxing and spending time together. And we are officially though we
engaged.
No,
fuck.
Tomorrow
what are you waiting
are.
For, you cuck?
I'm waiting to for my. I have other. I'm
He's waiting for
off
his balls
teeth
to drop.
And all this shit. Like you know, like it's not done yet, and I don't. It's money.
Yeah, but part of marriage is sharing your debt. You trick somebody in. You trick somebody in. It's like, brother, oh, that's half my debt,
brother,
right there.
Do I know that?
Yeah.
What the fuck was I going to say?
I don't know, man.
Oh, her elderly dog. We made the appointment, so. The person's going to come tomorrow and put the dog down.
Well, that's sad.
I dug a hole today. Well, that's the thing. We use this week as a week to kind of process it, and that it's painful, but it doesn't have to be bad. Because why make it bad? Because it's inevitable. And the dog's lived a long, long time and very comfortably. So I've been trying to be as supportive as I can while not minimizing the thing, but also offering some perspective and giving her the occasional Meshuggah lyrics. You know, make it clear that this world is, you know, it's
like, remember, thou art mortal.
Yeah. The universe is hostile, you know, devour to survive, you know,
life feeds on life.
It's pretty good.
Not
true. Well, I mean, you know, as a member of the Who Goes There podcast, it was only inevitable that you would have a dog die at some point.
Well, we had one a week and a half ago.
What do you mean?
Jaws fucking dead.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Damn, that's right.
Yeah, he's dead as fuck.
We're just stacking bodies over here.
My mother-in-law's dog. Yeah, yeah, he's dead. He's in a fucking urn.
We've got a whole animal shelter full of dead pets between like the members of this show.
And then, you know what? You know what pet I want to kill right now? Her new dog.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Because he's a fucking puppy, and he's doing puppy things. And I wish I could strangle actual life out of him. He's fucking adorable, and I love him. But I want to strangle him.
Because you like suffocating. That's how I feel about Rhett. You love.
Exactly, dude. You destroy the things you love.
You know,
we hurt the ones we love.
Suffocation, no breathing.
I don't give a fuck if I cut my arm bleeding.
That's what the dog said. Again. Yeah. It's his last resort.
Well, anywho.
Strangling the dog to death.
Christmas was good. Kids got some stuff.
They got that super fun microphone.
They did get this from their grandfather, which is fucking... I'm like, okay, cool, man. It's fun. How long are we going to be driving with this microphone? Apparently 2 weeks so far.
Apparently. Good.
Apparently. But Christmas was great. Everything was super fun.
Hell yeah. Sounds good.
Okay. Okay. Oh, we saw this band a couple days before Christmas in L.A. We went to see The Smile, which is Tom York and Johnny.
Oh, you guys watched Smile in Los Angeles?
I'll get to that, because I did rewatch some stuff getting ready for our next episode. But it's Tom York and Johnny Greenwood from Radiohead's side band, and they had an album this year that was really good, and the show was unsurprisingly really good. They only have one album out right now, so they played like three new songs that they're working on. They're known for doing that. Radiohead's known for doing that, so they're like working the stuff out live. I'd never seen Radiohead live, so seeing Tom York and Johnny Greenwood like nearby was weird. I'm like, it was kind of a weird thing. And the vibe of some of those songs is really like, you know, it's not like a regular concert, and I'm like, I don't know how to really vibe to this live, and so it was interesting, but great show. It was a good show for December and stuff like that. But do we want to go into what we watched?
Unless it's relevant. No.
Well, yeah, I do want to. Well, it's relevant.
Then get to it.
That's why I saved it for the show.
Get to it.
I rewatched Smile, Barbarian, and Pearl because I'm trying to figure out what the fuck's going to go. Our next episode, listeners, is our top five favorite and our top five worst of the year.
I'm going to go top 10 worst, I think.
There's a
because
lot.
That's where I'm at.
Well, I'm going to go top five. Top five best, and then I have some runners up because it. I said this half the year that it was a weak year for the genre. It actually turned out by the end of the year to be a pretty strong
year. The beginning of the year was weak.
It was weak as fuck till Midsummer.
Yeah.
Midsummer is a great movie.
You say that.
You know, horror was weak as fuck till Midsummer.
Still not better than Don't Breathe.
Three new movies in the theater. Darren Aronofsky's new one, The Whale. I love Brendan Fraser's performance. The movie, not
He's
so
back.
Much. His performance is fucking great. As an addict, it checked a lot of boxes. It's adapted from a play. It feels like it's adapted from a play, and some of that doesn't hit right to me, honestly. But, yeah, it checks a lot of boxes with codependency. You see those cycles of abuse and self-harm and all that stuff. And damn, he fat. I can't wait for South Park, which is no longer relevant, but I'm watching this movie and at parts where it seemed this is what I'm saying. The movie shouldn't be corny and it like rips your heart out a few times, but then a couple scenes didn't play right. And I'm like, I saw South Park making fun of this in my head and I'm like, oh my God, they're gonna destroy this.
Okay.
Anyway, EO, a movie about a cute little donkey, and the whole film is from this perspective of a donkey, which is a much berated animal because it makes a harsh sound, and Matt's fond of calling
donkeys
me a
are,
donkey.
Donkeys are dope as fuck, though, dude.
They are, and
I told him, I was like, that's you, dude. And he got all offended, and he's like, oh, yeah, people make fun of donkeys, so I'm going to make fun of donkeys, too, because I'm a sheep or some shit. And I'm like, I just meant that you're an ass.
Mm. Asses are dope. And then
I was like, donkeys are fucking dope, but you're an ass.
Principal Skinner shaking his butt.
Yeah.
I was just doing the thing, Matt.
All
right. And then I watched the movie that Matt's in, Babylon, which... It's 3 hours, and it's got like middling reviews, but if it's one of those where the aggregation thing doesn't tell the whole story, you go look at the reviews, and they've got like extreme reactions, like 100, a lot of hundreds on one end, and a lot of like 30s on the other ends, and they say basically two versions of the same thing. It's excessive, and it's crazy, and it's bonkers, and it's cocaine-fueled, And the movie is one of my fucking favorites of the year. And you were in a fucking really good movie, dude.
Yay. I'll probably be in an Oscar-winning movie.
And I was looking for you next to the horse with the crossbow. And I don't think I saw you, but I saw the horse. And there's
at the like, very end?
At the very end on the other side. And I'm like, he's probably over there at the fucking
crossbow. I'm right next to him in the very front.
That scene is wild, by the way, because...
We'll have to check it out on the
home yeah, when I can release. Watch 3 minutes of it.
It's
yeah.
them filming a movie, obviously, yeah. too. But like they got people off Skid Row to come be extras is the premise of the scene.
Yeah.
And then they actually start like attacking each other. It's fucking...
It was fun.
It's great.
I mean, it was not fun.
They're all, we need somebody who looks like they came from Skid Row. Yeah. You're perfect.
They're like, do you look... Well, they were looking for like people that looked like drug addicts and shit too. It's like, yeah, that's me.
I watched a horror movie though that I wanted to share with you guys because I think it's a found footage movie.
Oh,
so okay. I watched a found footage movie called The Conspiracy.
Okay.
Have either of you seen this one?
No.
Weird. It's from 2013. I kept seeing it pop up. And it's on Shudder. And it's pretty well regarded, actually. I mean, but the premise is these two guys are talking to this conspiracy theorist guy about New World Order stuff and all this kind of thing.
That's me, dude.
Which to me is already like a better premise than most of this supernatural bullshit because they're not going to have production values or acting to back it up. But for this kind of thing. And then the guy disappears. And then by that point, one of the guys is kind of into what the guy was talking about already. And then all the spooky stuff starts happening. And as far as that genre, like, I kind of like the movie.
Okay.
That's on Shudder. The Conspiracy.
All right.
And that's what I watched.
Okay. Well, gentlemen, we've got two Santa Claus movies we need to talk about.
Holy Santa Claus
shit. Which shall we talk about first? We've got... 2022's Violent Night and 2022's Christmas Bloody Christmas. I'm gonna let Matt decide. Which shall we talk about first?
I feel like we should talk about Violent Night.
Absolutely. Let's talk about Violent Night first. Directed by Joe. I'm sorry, that's the other one I'm talking about. Directed by Tommy Wirkola, written by Pat Tommy Casey Wiseau. And Josh Miller. Starring David Harbour, John Leguizamo, Beverly D'Angelo, Alex Hassel, Alexis Lauder, Edie Patterson, who you might remember from...
Nope.
What's the show that we watch on HBO bro, Max?
I stacked those up all good.
Doesn't matter. And a bunch of other fucking people.
What matters to him?
Well, to her.
Matters to you.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah, buddy.
What'd you think of Violent Night?
Nobody. What the fuck, dude? You know, like, there's times where I'm like, maybe this show has run its course. Maybe we've seen all we need to see. And then I think to myself, no, you know what? There's still good movies out there. And then I watch a movie like Violent Night, and I'm like, why am I doing this to myself? This movie is like everything I hate about movies. It takes like every Christmas trope, like every fucking stupid Lifetime movie, Christmas trope, and shoves it into this movie that can't decide whether or not it wants to be heartwarming or like gut, not even gut wrenching, gut pulling, or whether it wants to be funny or an action movie. And I think it's just kind of weak at all of them. There's like 10 minutes where I text Rhett and I said, oh, Santa stopped fucking around. And then it was over.
And that's why I got mad at that text. I'm like, oh, he's going to start saying it's good now. Don't do it.
No, I meant he literally stopped dicking around and started doing something.
It started being diehard.
Yeah. It basically turned.
Don't say in, yeah.
Which references in the dialogue, so it's cool.
Dude. I was gonna say it felt like fucking Die Hard. It felt like all of these stupid tropes. Neither one was good.
Well, but the other one has some very good action sequences and other things that this does not have.
I agree.
Well, there are merits to things. Put those things down.
This movie is trash.
Yeah.
Put it in the dumpster.
For garbage day.
For garbage day.
Way better Santa Claus.
I'm sorry to all of you who enjoyed this movie.
I'm not.
There is maybe 8 minutes of like kind of okay stuff. Some of the Santa kills were kind of neat. David Harbour is doing his David Harbouriest. I'm done with him. He can go. He can go away. He can.
Fucking go away.
Like, didn't we learn? He can go
in the. He can go in the same trunk as what's her name from The Menu. What's her name?
Anya Taylor.
Anya Taylor. No. Anya Taylor Thomas.
And I don't even mind David Harbour.
Can go in a trunk with David Harbour. We'll start with those
you
two.
You can go in a trunk.
I'll go in a trunk with Anya Taylor.
We'll start with them. They can go away forever. I'm done with him. Our cast, our main characters. Other than the little girl who is also insufferable.
Terrible actress.
I cannot stand anybody in this movie. John Leguizamo is eating up dialogue and eating up scenes like fucking I don't even know how to explain it. He somehow manages to be worse than anything I've ever seen him in while being
and he was in Land of the Dead.
While being in a film that he's swinging for the fucking fences, dude, with some of this shit that he's got going on. I do not like the family dynamic, because here's the thing, in a movie about Santa Claus where Santa being real is already deranged and magical enough, we have infinity characters who act like cartoon characters, mm-hmm. and there's nothing to ground this movie other than a little girl with a walkie-talkie.
Well, yeah,
I'm super over it 5 minutes in. I hate the dad. I hate the wife. All
on board with, he's like a piece of shit too. Like, you're supposed to be on board with the dad, and then it's like, oh, he's as big a piece of shit as the rest of them.
Well, besides being a piece of shit, it's just not appealing. It's not original. And it's the family dynamic. I'll just segue right into it. It reminded you, remember Ready or Not?
Yeah.
You got this rich, this that film did this kind of dynamic a lot better. If people, oh, what's that have to do? That wasn't a Christmas movie. Listen, idiot. I'm not talking about being at Christmas. I'm talking about the family dynamic and their rich fucks. And they're all at each other's throats and conniving and all this kind of stuff. That was done well. That's how you do that with that kind of tone in a thing like this. This is really derivative, and it doesn't feel like Matt mentioned, the sentimental bits, which also too, there's a difference between something being genuinely heartfelt and something being sentimental. This isn't even sentimental, it's just trash.
My wish is for my mommy and daddy to get back together.
And yeah, they do.
But no one's here for that. We're here to see fucking him crush skulls with a hammer, right? And we get that like 50 minutes in almost, 45 minutes in. And then when they do that, it's three fucking scenes when of they stuff do like do that. That. When they do, and it's poorly lit. And it's like, these aren't really good set pieces.
Yeah.
That's, you know, the other thing. It's super dark.
It's all dark basement, dark outside, dark this room, dark this room. It's like, come on.
However, and that's, it is a shame because some of the ideas for the kills, I think, were a little creative. But look, right from the outset, I'm not a Christmas movie guy per se. I'm not anti-Christmas movie, believe it or not. But I'm also not like a Christmas horror movie guy. And I'm definitely not, when I saw this trailer, I'm like, people who say this looks good are fucking nuts. Like, this looks like a Saturday Night Live bit that would be shitty, like a throwaway SNL.
This is like
bit.
David S. Pumpkins, but Christmas.
Yeah, like expanded to a film, and also the film doesn't even have the decency of being 90 minutes. It's 2 hours. Oof, it keeps going and going and going. And the worst fucking thing, you mentioned John Leguizamo, and it's not entirely his fault. He just like did The Menu, so he had a good year, I guess, right, career wise. But this movie, like you said, Jorge, I could not fucking stand him. And this dialogue, what Matt mentioned about the Christmas tropes, he's like, he's coming in there like, I'm your Scrooge tonight.
I'm Mr. Scrooge.
There's everything they say is a fucking on-the-nose Christmas thing. It's like, well, it's a Christmas movie. It's like, dude, I don't care. Like, that's, like, I could not.
Christmas dies tonight.
This has
my God, dude.
It's bad,
dude. I text read that. I'm like, Christmas dies tonight.
I could not fucking stand this. And then, the stuff that's supposed to be, like, magical, like, he's at a bar, and then he leaves the roof, and then we get a shot of some really dodgy CGI Santa Claus.
And then him puking on a fucking bartender. It's like, what?
Oh, did you know reindeers shit, dude? Did you know that reindeers poop?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, is it supposed to be heartwarming? Is it supposed to be, like disgusting? Is it supposed to be funny? Like,
well,
supposed to be, like, Pick of Destiny,
The whole idea is that, like, well, not the whole idea. But like this little girl's wish and her dream is for her parents to get back together, right? and he somehow manages this while being a completely unreasonable and toxic person. Like the whole idea is like, okay, well he's stealing from his mom, right? So like that's not good.
There's but no she's, character arc.
But she's greedy, yeah. So that's it's pretty cool that he steals from her. But then his wife is like, you're stealing from your mom? What? Yeah, and he's like, yeah, but I did told it for you
to stop caring about her mom.
I did it for you, babe. But we're stealing $300 million. It's like what the fuck?
That's what I mean. It's like a. It's a committee. It's not a committee thing. It's like someone sitting. They have an idea, and then they're like, "Oh, people will want this, and people will want this. So do this and do this." And none of it makes any fucking sense. There's no like, what's the moral? Like, what's like Jorge just said. Does that character, the dad, change? Does his character change from the beginning to the end?
No.
Like, no. He was gonna steal the money. Oh, well, that's cool. I'm okay with that because they're dicks. Like, okay, he's a dick and wants to steal the money. Like. What's the point here?
Yeah.
My favorite bit in the movie, which has nothing to do with any of that shit, it's one of the kills, is when he did it. He dragged Leguizamo through
up the chimney. Chip. Yeah.
That was fucking, that's a cool idea. That's what I mean. That's a cool idea. I wish it was in a better movie.
Now that Rhett's got his main thoughts out, I think we should talk a little bit about Christmas Bloody Christmas. Cause like just based off of what we've said already, there was a lot of comparisons I felt we could draw.
Sure.
Between the two.
I'll start with Christmas Bloody Christmas. Somehow worse.
What?
Worse.
Let him go.
Fucking worse. Dude. Okay. It's another Bigos ass Bigos film. Okay. Granted. Dude, I can't get over this fucking dialogue. This fucking banter between all of these idiots that have zero gaps between what they're saying. It's mind-numbing and awful, and you should be ashamed of yourself for liking this movie. I'm sorry.
I feel that way about Violent Night. The opposite way, because I feel like their dialogue is some of the most, like, comfortable, like natural-feeling dialogue I've felt between two characters in a long time. I'm just serious.
You could say you don't hate it. You don't have to say
no,
that.
No, I'm serious. Like even in Telluride, a lot of people were commenting that the banter between like the two main characters felt very authentic. It feels very natural. And like the lead actress was at Telluride and she's like, "Oh yeah, that's because we've been dating for 6 years." And everybody's like, "Oh, that makes sense." She's like, "No, I just fucking met this guy when we started the movie."
But Jorge just means, you know, what does this mean, Jorge? What does this mean about them?
Trash.
I thought like their dialogue was really good, and it felt like two people that knew each other and had a little bit of sexual tension.
Two idiots.
I think that like
with a lot of sexual tension.
The winter setting is very good for Bigos' aesthetic because like all that neon and that bisexual lighting.
Don't steal my sunshine.
It does really good, like reflecting off the snow and like the fog. And
you mean the bubbles?
The bubbles?
The bubbles. None of it was snow.
It's styrofoam.
It's styrofoam. Bro. If you're gonna have a goddamn movie during winter, don't try to fake me out with this fake snow bullshit. Either have real snow or none snow. Fuck off.
He wants Christopher Nolan's Christmas Bloody Christmas.
I can't stand it, dude. It was like, Bigos was like, "Dude, I know a guy who's got a fucking bubble snow machine." Every fucking scene, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
It's winter.
That's texture, bro.
He also...
Yeah, bubbly texture. It's not snow. It's unbelievable.
It feels highly stylized.
It's dumb.
Low budget and
it's
and
dumb.
He also trashy. Let that dork put his face right in that girl's butt.
And it's like, dude, hey, remember that fucking actor from that one movie? Yeah, he's in this. He's the bartender. Remember the other guy who's kind of chubby now?
Those are all of his friends.
Yeah. Remember Jeremy Gardner?
Yeah.
Dude, that one guy looked like Jeremy Gardner.
Jeremy Gardner.
Oh, fuck.
Jeremy Gardner was the cop.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, the guy behind the bar was Josh Ethier. Yeah, that's his friend.
All these dudes are just stoner-ass fucking-looking guys.
They're all friends. That's why.
Jeremy. Cops look like me, not like you. Right? So Bigos needs to get it straight. Right?
Jeremy.
Dude, I like this because once Santa came alive, it was just batshit insane. And it kind of turned into the Terminator. And I really enjoyed that, except that it did the Family Guy thing where it keeps like hitting the joke over and over and over again, hoping it's going to be funny again.
The whole movie.
Where like he just keeps coming back to life. Like, I felt like that happened a couple too many times, but they also said that
Rhett feels empowered by having this microphone.
They needed to stretch the movie out. So that's why they did that.
How do you turn this shit on?
There's a power button on top.
Top? Oh, thanks.
I think you have to hold it.
Hello?
It's going to say something very loud.
The Bluetooth device is ready to pair.
Damn,
the
bitch.
Bluetooth life is shut, ready to
shut
pair.
Shut your mouth.
Wait. So, Joe Bigos. Christmas, bloody Christmas.
Joe Bigos has made a career with these neon-soaked, grimy atmospheres, and that's something that lends itself incredibly well to Christmas, in my opinion. I think, yeah. So, I'm not a huge Joe Bigos guy. We on this show, I've done, what did I do with you guys? Bliss?
Ugh.
VFW?
Ugh.
And I liked VFW more than Bliss. Jorge hated them both. He really hated Bliss. He really, really hated. But even since Bliss, I like his style. I think I said it back then. I think with a better script, with the right script, his style.
I think with a better script, a better director, a better better screenwriter.
Right, fuck.
Better cinematographer.
Can he finish? Can he finish?
That's not. It's just fun to say that stuff. But Christmas is a natural fit. It's an inspired fit for his aesthetic, and it makes me think of Christmas an entirely different way stylistically, honestly. So neon and lights everywhere and grime and black lights. Like, I liked all that, and it's like, well, that's not the movie. Well, it is the movie because
yeah, that's unfortunately the movie.
It's a visual medium, and also the stuff is very like there is a lot of art design here, like where the lights were put and where he had stuff in the background constantly and all that stuff. So that set an atmosphere for me. Now let's get to the major issue here: these people, these characters, these human beings, if you want to call them that, and what's coming out of their fucking mouths.
Ugh.
Actually, I was not that bothered by
ugh.
It.
Yeah, because it sounds like us.
It doesn't, because people don't naturally fucking start and finish each other's sentences every fucking time.
Jorge.
That's the problem.
My mom tries.
Well, you are naturally interrupting my sentences.
Right? I'm interrupting you. I'm not finishing your sentence.
I know. I didn't say you were.
So,
but I was not that bothered by it. I've seen a lot of fucking horror movies with you guys, and most of them fucking, you know, here, newsflash, most of them have shitty dialogue. Even the good ones. A lot of them have really this had better than average dialogue for most slashers I've seen. Period.
It's true.
Period. It had more natural feeling dialogue for most slashers I've seen.
That's true.
Take any Friday the 13th film and this has better
dialogue. Well, I mean,
that's true.
Low bar, dude.
But I'm saying, by comparison to other slashers, that's my bar is low here.
I don't like them either.
I didn't start, my bar didn't start high here. I'm not like, is this the Terminator but with Santa? Like, I'm not there. I'm like,
and then you're like, oh damn, it's the Terminator, but with Santa.
Well, it starts with that real low budget feeling fucking TV thing, like the commercials.
Yep.
Which I was like, okay, this could be endearing or it could be just shit. Let me see where this goes. I think it's endearing now, having watched the rest of the movie. And
it's very Bigos.
Right. And then the sex stuff, he's good with sexual tension. It was good like that in Bliss. He's good like that here. The sex scene in this, I've said before, they don't have enough people going down on chicks in movies. This has one of the all-time great going down on a chick scenes. And you need to give that its day.
Drinking, death, and fucking are
Let Bigos direct porn, and then we're good.
Dude, if he directed porn, I'd be so in.
It would be a great atmosphere.
We're good.
And I don't want to say atmosphere, because he has these very lurid lights and stuff. But that's good. Like, you should do that in porn.
That's
a missed opportunity.
Fine.
There's that porn whore site. Somebody get him over there.
Turn down the movie. Turn up the porn. That's all I want from Bigos.
Well, and the movie does turn down.
For what?
It turned down for Killer Santa Claus because people stop talking and they start dying and getting axes to the face. A child gets axed.
Those are the only moments in the movie that I'm like, actually my attention.
But it's like the whole movie.
Thankfully, there are many of them.
No, it's not.
Once Santa comes alive, it's like the whole thing.
You're right that there is a lot of kills, but boy, oh boy, does it take forever in an hour and 20-minute movie to get where the fuck it's going.
But you know what? I feel like that time was spent doing actual good character development versus Violent Night.
We have to watch these two morons talking in a fucking video shop. And then we have to watch these two morons talking in a bar. And then we have to watch these two morons talking in a toy shop. And then we have to watch these two morons talking as they're walking away from the toy shop. And then we have to see these morons talking on their way back to the toy shop. And then they're like, what's that? What's that noise? Oh, it's just it's just fucking noises. Like, come on, man. It's 25 minutes of this. Look, it's fucking Lord of the Rings of shitty Christmas music.
All I'm saying so far
movies.
Is I don't hate this movie, right? Okay, that's all I'm saying so far. And I wasn't bothered like some people were by the dialogue. I'm much more bothered by dialogue like in something like Violent Night.
Yes.
Where a fucking hardened criminal is having dialogue about how Santa never showed up when he was a kid. Get it out of
how
here!
How did you know about my bike?
I can't fucking stand it. I can't stand anything you're going for. Now, these guys are fucking idiots in the snow. This bitch is on Tinder. They work together in a record store, and she's got some very questionable views, intentionally so, which Bigos, I guess these are his views, unsurprisingly. Like, she thinks Alien Covenant is the best of the Alien series.
That whole...
George agrees.
That whole thing... I go, I know what he's doing, dude. He's doing like the contrarian horror fan, bro, because she's saying that Alien Covenant is her favorite fucking, and then fucking...
Right. I know you know what he's doing, but there are people like that, and...
That's me. Well, I don't need me fucking introduced in a film.
That's why he's mad.
But I appreciate just that I haven't seen it in this context. Like, at least I get an idea who the... Look, I'm not saying it's great character development, like Matt said, but I do have a little bit more of an idea who this person is than most Final Girls. And also, she's a very... Here's the thing, man. I'm not going deep here, but there was some thought put into it. I'm not saying, like... But she's an atypical Final Girl. She's not a virgin. She's fucking... She's a modern woman. She says that she out-fucks guys, she out-parties guys, and she out-works guys. And this is not the Final Girl. This is a modern chick. She's on Tinder. She wants some dick on Christmas Eve. She's being very
Christmas
forward
Eve
about
schlong,
it.
To be exact. Mm-hmm.
Schlong. They use the word schlong. That's another half star immediately. Immediately.
Down or up?
Up.
Ah.
Obviously.
Yeah. Why would you take points away for using the word
dude,
schlong?
I don't know what happened to you, man. They said schlong. Or hey, what do you like?
It's true. They did.
Be kind.
Yeah. Did you not grow up watching Beavis?
Hey, look, dude. They're working in a video store. Be kind. Rewind, dude.
Be kind.
That was a
talk
schlong. That movie was a mistake. It should have been good and it wasn't. But
that was a boring ass movie.
It was, and it should have been. It's a cool premise, cool people, cool director, and I'm like never again. But
Mos Def, Jack Black, what the fuck?
The sex scene, all that, like I said, and then the kills. And look, not only they do the axe to the face stuff, but they don't overuse it. The axe to the back thing is overused. Like, I got it. You got like a little patch thing you put on the back and you want to use that as much as you can. Like, that's cool. Matt, you mentioned the last thing I want to mention about this. You mentioned the bit where he keeps coming back over and over again. When it did it the third time, I was out. When it did it three more times,
you're back in.
I'm like, this is fucking dope. I went the other way. I went all the way around with it.
I'm back again.
I'm like, it's fucking, it's because it does feel absolutely like just ruthless and unstoppable. And the green laser eye thing.
Yep.
Look, the green laser
eye. Oh, green chin too, dude.
With the fake snow and the fucking neon and fucking her screaming and being. And that's the thing. She's like a good survivor. Like, she's watched a lot of shitty horror movies, so we know she knows how to handle this stuff.
I think
that's why she's a
look.
Good
I think,
she's always
I think
like, "What the fuck?"
She's taking a lot of.
She says, "No, no, 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 no." Here's my problem:
a virgin is not going to handle a slasher as well as a chick who's taking
here's my real here's my real problem
she's
with it.
A few.
Exactly. I'm not even being derogatory.
A film like this, like, needs to go far dirtier than this. Like for it to be like, oh dude, it's so grimy and it's this and that and the sex and the f-, and I'm like, dude, it's fucking it's like just this side of a YouTube video of like the of sex. Wholesomeness. No, I just mean in general. Like you guys are saying like it's so grimy. I go, dude, it's just the effect of the video.
His aesthetic is grimy. It's like
neon grime works well.
And yeah, no. And that's fine. That's fine. I'm not disagreeing with you. I just think that if that's what we're doing, it needs to go further down that road.
Can't exactly go a Serbian film and still like hope accessibility.
No. I would have liked it. Again, I don't mean I want to see kids being fucked.
That's not what I'm implying. I'm implying taking it there and getting grimy in that respect.
The hockey teams you're seeing this weekend?
The Predators.
The Predators. Oh. January 6th Predators. Yep. That's you, dude. Christ.
Yep. Actually, they're December 31st Predators. I saw them on January 4th last year.
Christmas, bloody Christmas. What's the world coming to?
No, but I thought it was a fun take. You know, you keep like... Okay, why is he still coming back? And it's like, well, the government designed him to be like a top tier killing machine. That's the thing. He's supposed to be an unstoppable killing machine.
Toxic masculinity does keep coming back. Exactly, it's not gonna stop, dude.
It's like in men when they just kept rebirthing. It's like, yeah, because men are just going to rebirth more toxic masculinity, dude.
Why does Maniac Cop get killed and then the hand comes out? Like, okay, you didn't kill it permanently.
That actually reminded me of the movie Maniac. So that's the thing. We're like talking about influences. So. Violent Night, it was unapologetic with its influences. Like, oh, I watched Home Alone. I'm going to create booby traps. Here's booby traps.
Here's 15 bowling balls, which no one fucking owns.
But Christmas, Bloody Christmas.
Lots of bowling balls.
They had a little homage to Maniac with the shotgun car scene from Maniac. And that shit was dope. That's a little bit less obvious of an homage, but I thought that was way better done than fucking Violent Night.
What was the homage? Homage?
When Santa jumps up on the hood of the car and they have the shotgun.
One of these days, we're gonna be able to watch a movie that has zero references, and you're going to lose your mind.
There is no zero reference.
It's gonna be weird.
That's long gone.
I'm like the stuff that
the form was referencing itself in
the references in Violent Night. Like, I'm like, okay, whatever.
I forgot that thing is so loud. I was like, I shouldn't have turned it on.
So you turned it on, now what?
Nothing.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
What were you saying?
No, I was just, the thing about Violent Night, it's like, okay, dude, it's wearing its references on its sleeves, whatever. It actually name drops Home Alone. But the shit that Joe Bigos is doing is not much better. It's not like
it's not because
he didn't say like, oh, this is the reference where it comes from. I'm like, yeah, you're still doing the same thing.
Yeah, but his is more subtle. Like Violent Night, you could pretty much watch the entire movie and be like, okay, this is the movie they're referencing. Like the beginning felt a lot like
Bad I thought there
like
was
Bad
nothing
Santa,
subtle about this movie though, dude, because it's grungy and it's grimy and it's blah.
You could still be subtle and grungy and grimy.
It can't be both, man. You can't be mad at the references in Violent Night and be like, oh, dude, Joe Bigos, he's referencing things that aren't normally referenced.
It's not normally referenced because that movie is referenced quite a bit, but it's subtly referenced versus literally saying, this is what I'm referencing.
Look,
have you seen Home Alone?
Die Hard.
In some instances, that might be better.
No.
I'm not saying
in
this
some
is,
instances you might be better.
I'm
so
not
what?
Saying I'm not saying what? This
he
is
ain't.
The, I'm not saying not. This is the not movie, right but clearly
it ain't the one, fam.
Clearly,
I just I look, dude. As it look, hold, look, look.
You go. You look, say it. Say look, it. Say it,
dude.
Say that you hate fun.
Dude. That's me, dude.
He hates fun, not me.
Yeah,
I like fun.
This movie was fun to me once it got going. It was
like at minute 75 when it ended.
Most look
credits again, rolled and I'm like
my template here is slashers. Okay, like I gotta tell you, a lot of slashers, like we did the Schlerning, right? The second kill happens at 45 minutes in. Like, dude, I'm accustomed to these hardcore slashers being fucking not hardcore, man. This is the
And it continues.
No,
and
it continues.
This one
was pretty hardcore.
Yes, it did.
It continued.
If this is a band, it has some fucking blast beats.
It may have some cheesy ass effects, but it takes it there. It's like, hey, I'm gonna squash this head. It's gonna look like a fucking.
That was great.
It may look like a water balloon, but I'm gonna squash it.
They give us girl being split in half or person being split in half by an axe, and then it's like he never does that. He's not that strong ever again. It's like, I just, I'm like, fuck, man. Like,
listen.
I know, dude. I know I'm doing the thing that I always do, but this shit isn't fun.
Meanwhile, Michael Myers can, like, stomp somebody's head.
This would be boring.
Like, I hate Michael Myers shit, too, dude. You're barking up the wrong tree for that. I'm not like, oh, Michael Myers has got it all figured out.
You're trying to say you hate slashers more than me? No way.
I hate bad movies more than you.
Oh, he loves bad movies.
I love bad movies.
Exactly.
But not always. Like, I don't love Violent Night.
You just hate all movies.
Violent Night is an annoying bad movie. It's just like, get the fuck out of here.
I was angry.
We're talking about...
We're like...
Christmas jokes.
Like, it's only when I really hate a movie that I start live texting Rhett during the movie. And, like, I was live texting Rhett during the movie.
I'm sorry. This is because I don't know sometimes what you're going to like. Because I'm like... If I come in there and he likes, because you like,
this
like,
ain't it, fam.
Anna and the Apocalypse.
That was fun.
It was fun.
It was not fun, dude.
It's insipid and cloying and annoying.
Sure, insipid and cloying.
Dumb and boring
and annoying.
And the songs suck.
Yep.
You suck.
Probably, but that's not. That doesn't mean what I'm saying is. It's not
any less relevant.
My view. So there's one of the reasons I love doing the show. Honestly. Is because there's three different ways, not just, it's three different opinions, obviously, but three different ways of even adjudicating a movie. Like, look, objectively, right? If you had to give this a star rating out of five, which one? Christmas, Bloody Christmas.
1.5.
Okay, Matt, what would you give it?
Maybe a 3 at most.
I'd say 2.5.
2.5 doesn't seem like enough, but 3 seems like maybe.
And that's what I'm saying. Much. We're not that far off from you. It's just it doesn't piss me off, and I'm giving it another because I'm giving it on its own terms.
I'm
not saying this is like.
Here's mostly what I'm doing. In a vacuum, this movie isn't so bad. But the contrast...
In a vacuum? What do you mean? Like inside a vacuum?
What I mean is by contrast, if everybody's like, oh, dude, it's fucking Migos. It's like, it makes me...
I don't think anybody...
Because you saw too much of it makes Discord.
It like instantly I'm going in and I go, dude, I haven't liked any of his fucking movies. Already, you motherfucker...
You kind of liked Almost Human.
Kind of. I'm already going into it like, dude, I know these motherfuckers love this shit. It's more of the same. In fact, it's probably amped up more of the same. I'm definitely not going to like this. And lo and behold, here I am fucking, okay, well.
Amped up more of the same.
Here's this evening it's with my wife. Up. I'm never going to get back because she's pissed off that she's watching this shit-ass movie. And I'm like, well, babe.
I don't personalize it.
Babe, I'm sorry, man. I have to watch this movie for the show. And she's over here grumbling away.
Are you listening to Eckhart Tolle?
It's bad, dude. It's bad. And I can hear fucking. I can hear.
It is bad.
I can hear Jacob fucking Seaver being like, "You just."
Hey. That guy, he's a beloved listener of ours. He said that he knows that it's not a great movie.
Top five of the year though,
he
dude.
Said that and Terrifier 2 are in his top 10 because he doesn't care how good the movie is. He just wants blood and gore, and that's not my reasons for liking this, but. Don't ever talk bad about him again.
By stark contrast, Terrifier 2, actually enjoyable.
Yeah. I like that movie too.
I think I'd rather sit through 74 minutes of Christmas Bloody Christmas than 2.5 hours of Terrifier 2.
I disagree with that. But I wouldn't mind watching this again. Partially because I watched it by myself. Sophia didn't watch this with me. She did watch the first 10 minutes and then was like, I have to go to bed.
Yep.
I
wish.
Because these people were really annoying to her. And, you know, maybe...
That's just because she's too highbrow.
I don't know if you considered it. Don't ever say that. That implies I'm not highbrow. And you know how I feel about
it. You are highbrow.
Bro.
No, wait a minute.
Are you
consider, Jorge, there's one factor here. You're not white.
Yeah, you're also not punk rock.
You're racist against
white people?
Idiots in a record store.
Well, idiots.
Talking like Kevin Smith movie people that you love.
But he loves Kevin Smith movie.
Yeah, exactly. That makes total fucking sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What's that about?
What's that about?
They sound like Kevin Smith. It sounds like fucking 20-year-old Kevin Smith dialogue.
Well,
he's
right.
A self-hating hipster.
So 30 years ago, that was like not so bad.
Yeah, for some reason, seriously, their dialogue didn't bother me that much.
I could.
It did initially, and it got better.
I could not.
I thought it was really natural. He says there was no time in between. Also, no time in between, like what they're saying. But that's friends. Friends are interrupting each other. They're talking over each other. They're having a very fluid.
Yes, but
dialogue.
You get upset when we do it. That's the problem.
You won't let me get a word in edgewise. They at least let each other finish their sentence.
Literally, like 1 second to the next. It's like. But Black Sabbath didn't blah 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 blah. But what about?
Wait a minute.
It's like, dude, when they start talking about fucking music, I'm like way out. Like,
I was way out on that too.
What if they talked about Tool?
Yeah, well,
it doesn't matter what music they're talking about. It's that they insist on talking about music like assholes.
What if instead of Death Crux they pulled out a Death Grips record?
Who gives a shit?
Oh, Death Grips, dude.
Hey, she had something about where they when they cut their hair, they
that's true.
It's not true.
That's true.
Only idiots say shit like that.
It's true with Metallica.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Oh, Load. Once Load happened.
Yeah, but she was talking shit about Super Unknown. Well, I'm like, wait, Super Unknown is dope.
See, wait, here's the thing. Now, here's one with Jorge. What she's saying is almost below average intelligence banter. Like, you're an idiot. You're not saying anything insightful. You're talking shit about Metallica's Load. Like, welcome to 1995. Like,
well, that's, sure.
That's fuck. We known that for 30 years. Okay, she everyone says, knows
but
this.
There's, because, no, okay, there's no revelatory statement yeah, there going
but,
on
so
there.
I'm not giving it credit. I'm just saying, oh, they're idiots and they're going to get killed.
Well, yeah, but just cool. Because she's an idiot doesn't mean that they don't have good chemistry, that they're dynamic. They're
I agree
back
with and, that. And that's like, where I agree with
because,
that.
Like, every,
but I'm not like down with what they're saying. What they're saying is fucking stupid.
And every group of friends has like, you know, that one, at least one person that's got horrible fucking music taste or that you don't agree with any
it's
of the
shit
they
say. It's
more
like the other. They have one that has good taste and most of them suck.
Yeah, fantastic. That's me. You know? Right. Like,
yes, that's you.
That's me.
You're the one. You know, you wear your influence on your chest weekly.
So?
That's how we knew who we went and saw.
No, you guys right now, dude. See? I bought you that shirt.
You did.
And I mean, look, Ultimate Warrior is dope. Everyone knows that. Yeah. Even I know that.
He did so much cocaine.
That's right.
He looks like he did cocaine in that picture.
So did Macho Man. That's why he's gritting his teeth like that.
He's lunching.
All these people are
Let's
on
be
cocaine.
Serious. Will it ever get that good again?
No.
No.
I mean, it's a different era.
It's a different era, but that's still, let's you know, that's being fair. I get it, but it's just, let's be. Let's
it's like transitioning from the silence to the talkies, dude. See what I did there?
Babylon.
See what I did there?
This is a dope-ass movie. Hey,
won't ever see.
So wait, let's unpack these opinions real quick because I think the niche listeners will appreciate.
And this. Also that highbrow comment, like, come on.
Yeah, I know we're fucking around.
Like, come on.
Well, and also, but, yeah, I mean, well, what do you mean? You're not high. You want to be called?
I don't give a shit. I don't know. I don't give a shit about like it's not highbrow. Like, fuck that. Like, this is dumb even without being like.
Damn, you mad.
It's so far dumb, it doesn't even register like, well, he was trying to.
You know what it is? It's because these people are poor. He doesn't relate to them anymore.
He doesn't understand that white people suffer too.
Richie Rich over here. Yeah.
It's true.
Being a white guy, it's not so easy these days.
It's true.
It's terrible.
How do you guys live with it?
Yeah, it's just one day at a time.
Especially
dude.
in Southern California.
Exactly.
God damn, yeah. Dude, it's tough.
We just know.
You know what happens to me on a daily basis? Nothing.
Hey, there's one third Nothing. Of us. There's yeah. one it's third. Of, there's one third of us that are with a white person. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm with a white person every day.
So
myself, dude.
I'm the white person.
The whitest person I know.
Hi, it's me. I'm
Scottish,
the problem. It's
Irish,
me.
Swedish, German. Pretty
white.
White.
Yep.
They got problems.
You white.
Hey, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
So, her opinion, the best Child's Play movie. Let's do this. She said Child's Play 2. Thoughts?
Wrong.
It's 3.
Horrible opinion. See, that's horrible. But see, you're even more of a contrarian than she is.
What's dude, yours?
It's
one. One. It's one. The, it's number one. Number
no
one.
Way. When they're okay. at the little ROTC camp
no,
and they're
that's
the
dumb,
kids are shooting
that's
each other,
dumb
that's
as
great.
Shit. Well, I'm going to low.
Saying, look,
that's
it's,
great.
It's just not the best of the thing.
No, it's actually Seed of Chucky. That's the
Seed of Jacko?
Terrible.
Yeah.
This shit's awful.
It's right. It's right. It is terrible. But there's no better. Yeah, there's no better memes that have come out of any Child's Play movie other than
next franchise. Honestly, she said Alien.
My favorite Child's Play would probably be Curse of Chucky, the one that came out.
Curse of Jacko.
No, that one was dope. The one that came out like 6 years ago. Did you see it?
Worse than part two, I'll tell you that.
No. Did you see it?
I don't have to.
That's the one in the store, right?
I don't even have to watch it.
Curse of Chucky was rad. Cult of Chucky was not so good, but Curse of Chucky was fucking dope.
That's the one I saw with Chris, right?
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, I like that one. Good. Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, I didn't go past
That's the weirdo redesign of Chucky that everybody hated, but it was actually like pretty decent. Yeah.
Well, no, there's the Child's Play reboot that came out 2 years ago.
Yeah, that too.
That too.
That was the weirdo redo.
Oh, maybe you're right. What's the one you're talking about?
Now they got a series too that's supposed to be.
They did Curse of Chucky in like 2016. Then they did Cult of Chucky in 2018 or something.
Damn, that's
and then they did the Child's Play movie reboot. And then they did the Child's Play TV show reboot.
Oh, okay. You're right. That's okay.
Curse of Chucky's dope, though.
Alien. She said Alien Dead. Covenant.
I like
exactly half of Covenant.
Yeah. While I like Covenant and it has aged better than it like has any intention, she dead wrong.
She wrong.
Yeah. What's your favorite of the series, if you had to pick one?
It's the one he's got the poster of right there, dude.
That's just the Xenomorph.
That's just a Xenomorph.
No, it says alien on it.
But like, fuck off.
That's an alien. Yeah. It just says an alien.
That was
a predator.
No, If I'm being serious, if I'm like which of the movies in terms of like completionist, Aliens, it's the one.
Okay, Aliens is my favorite. I think Alien is a better film overall.
Agreed.
Just le art.
It's actually Alien Resurrection, dude.
Aliens is like a
you ever get sucked out of a window? Yeah, dude.
What's your favorite sucked Alien film? The first one.
Yeah.
Okay. Then she mentioned Pet Sematary. Now, this is the best case made. Pet Sematary 2, she says, is superior to the first one.
I think we've had this argument on the show.
She gives several reasons, and enough to compel me, which I have not done yet, but I do want to rewatch 1 and 2. And she said it has a better soundtrack. It has Edward Furlong, which is a knock.
That's all you need.
That's against it to me.
You seen Brain Scan?
That doesn't matter.
It's Edward Furlong.
Have you seen Terminator 2?
Edward Furlong.
Right, and he's terrible.
Yeah, but it's better than Terminator 1.
I'm not saying
Terminator
he's a bad 1. Actor. I can't listen to him.
Yeah, but Terminator 2 is
I
like...
I can't watch him.
Yeah. God tier
movie. You
just
can't go around killing people.
What about Wolfie?
Yeah.
They got what's his name from fucking Slew Your Shorts in that bitch.
Hell yeah, Butnick.
They play that
Guns N' Roses song. You could be mine.
He's playing Top Gun, and he's like, I didn't even see it. I haven't seen him all day. What are you talking about? It's so good.
And then he like pushes him. And he's like, hey, dick.
Yeah.
Hey, okay. Did they mention any other franchises?
I don't know. They were talking about like best favorite Christmas song.
Oh, that's just bullshit. Who cares about
They didn't
that?
Even bother mentioning Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues. Like, they just both stuck with the Ramones. And it's like, okay, well, that's cool. But also, like...
I can't believe... Why would you even know that as a genre?
What?
Favorite Christmas song?
Yeah.
Not in my permanent memory.
Because that's what
Leave
they,
it alone.
That's what they had talked about on there. That's
Fuck them for that.
You know, and then also, like... If you're going to pick Motorhead, which, like, arguably, like, Motorhead was never that good, but you're going to pick...
Hey, a lot of our listeners love the fuck out of that.
You're going to pick a cover of Run, Rudolph, Run.
Not only that, brother, but she's got a fucking poster in her room that says Lemmy is God.
Yeah, it's spray painted on the wall of the
and
record store.
And I'm...
It's like, oh, somebody's watched Airheads, dude?
I'm watching the movie. I'm intaking cinema. And I see a poster that says Lemmy is God, and I
hurt your feelings, right?
And I go, who is this? Who is this person who A decided to create this movie, B decided to put that on the wall, and B two decided to display it prominently in this film, and was like, yeah, dude, these fucking nerds.
It's probably an homage to Airheads, they're gonna
love this. And it's like, okay, cool. Well, Violent Night had pretty bad fucking references too, but this one is the worst.
Yeah, I don't know. I still think Violent Night had worse ones.
Well, but this is like something people would actually have in their house.
A Lemmy is God spray painted poster on their wall. Yes.
Yes. People like this exist. I hate to. Yeah. They do.
You know what? A lot of this movie.
They're still better than the Violent Night.
A lot of this movie reminded me of. I don't like them either. Chris Franco. Like a lot of this movie.
Well, there you go.
It did.
What would you prefer? Jorge, Foo Fighters are God?
Yeah. It's what? Lemmy with Foo Fighters.
Don't
dude.
Say those things about Chris, dude. He's
Danzig
not.
Danzig is God? Is that what you want?
No, what I mean is like.
Hey, he's a Mason now. Be careful.
A lot of this movie feels like conversations. He's gonna
curse you, dude. He's gonna fucking shoot his Mason energy.
You swear Chris listens to this show.
He's gonna
get back to him. It always gets back
he's
to
gonna,
him.
He's gonna know, dude, by the Mason fucking
you dare talk bad about Foo
Bones
Fighters.
Might hear it, but he's got that PMA all day, so he's not gonna talk shit.
I remember like when we did the Idle Hands episode with Chris, all three of you were talking about your favorite Offspring album. I'm like, I'm fucking out, dude. Bro, you guys are fucking.
It's Ignition.
You have no fucking leg to stand on for disliking anything these people say in this movie. If you had an actual conversation about your favorite Offspring album.
It's Smash.
Okay, but that's not a conversation you should ever be having.
It's Smash.
If you are a good person.
It's Smash.
You are a bad person. You are worse than those people.
It's Smash.
It's Ignition.
Lemmy.
You know what, dude? I will say Ignition, some jams.
Ignition is the bad motor finger. Smash is the super
this
unknown.
This conversation is worse than still any a great dialogue record, in
just
that
a lot
movie.
More
do you remember,
commercial.
Do you remember that moment in time when Sugar bad. Ray, when bad. People were...
Sugar Gay.
Hey, don't talk about it. Now, that's different. That guy's dope.
Remember that moment in time when Sugar Ray, like, you know, they were coming out with, I just want... And then people were like, dude, did you know he had, like, a punk album? And it was
Lemonade
like...
Lemonade and Brownies, bro. He put the mic in his fucking in his pants, dude. Fuck yeah, bro. Hell yeah. Listen,
that's you, dude.
That's me because I had a white girlfriend who was like, we have to go see the show because they're gonna
gasoline
play songs from. Yeah, there you go.
I know.
Yeah.
See, I know it all.
But I still prefer fucking all around the world, statues crumble for me. Who knows?
You prefer it to what?
To their punk era. Because let's be straight.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, like, you were preferring it to Offspring, which, you know, that's fine.
I still prefer it to Offspring also.
That's because you white.
I don't prefer it to Smash Offspring, but this doesn't change the fact. Me talking about Sugar Ray is like low-hanging fruit. You having an actual conversation about the best Offspring.
It's Smash.
Album.
Well, that's because
it's
the Offspring.
You guys are being
Smash.
Sincere. You're sincerely
it's,
bad.
It's, yeah. It's Smash.
That's like Lemmy is God talk.
It's
right?
Ignition.
It's Smash.
That's
Smash. It's Smash.
Of course it's Smash. You don't even need to talk about
it. It's Ignition, but then Smash.
Well, I'm gonna
Ignition. I don't even know that's an album. That's horrible.
Yeah,
that
you would.
I'm gonna spray paint on my wall. Noodles is God.
Is that? Yeah. Let me guess. Is that the one with I want you all tattooed?
Noodles is Smash. No, actually,
Noodles
that's
is
Smash. That's Americana, which is like three albums after Smash. Ignition.
Know their entire
Ignition was the record before Smash. Thank you.
Which
very
one?
Much.
Which number was Ixnay on the Ombre?
That was after Smash.
Okay,
that was,
if you weren't at the Insurrection, why do you know the entire linear discography of Offspring?
They're punk rock, homie.
Yeah, right. They're punk rock. Yeah, fucking right.
Dude, I remember.
They pretended to be for a while.
And also, I need to have this out with you. I know I'm not a punk guy, but you think punk is like a musical style.
No, it's not.
It's not.
It's
ass.
Not at all.
Okay? So
Blink-182 is punk rock.
These pop punk bands that you fucking listen to are not punk.
I know
hate
that.
I tell you that.
I'm well aware of that.
Oh, do you know that?
You know who you sound like right now? Huh. Chris Franco.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And fucking Teflon
you
Dave.
Do. You
well,
do.
I like me and Chris have some
you sound. You sound like Teflon Dave right now. That's what you sound like.
Teflon?
Yep.
That's a fucking dope ass death grip.
He's
song.
Like, he's
and
like,
they're more punk rock than any like, of your punk rock.
Newfound Glory is not pop punk. And it's like, yes, they are. And
well,
it's like,
they are definitely pop punk.
Thank you.
They're also shit.
You hear that, Dave? They're pop punk. They're mall punk. Well, you're mall punk, Dave.
What's pop punk if they're not?
Exactly.
Screeching Weasel and the Ramones, dude. That's pop punk.
Well, that's.
Stupid.
That's just
that's
dead wrong.
Yeah.
Pop punk didn't exist as a fucking term in journalism when the Ramones were out. They didn't say they were pop punk. They just called them punk.
Tell that to Teflon Dave.
And that's why when you say punk back then, the Clash are punk. Does the Clash sound like the Ramones? No.
No,
but
the Clash sound
punk.
Like shit.
Hey! See?
Oh, now you've done it.
Now you just... No.
Yeah.
Get some help.
I've done it.
No. Oh. Wait a minute. What's your favorite wait among the three? The Ramones, the Clash, or Sex Pistols?
Ramones.
Of the three?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so Sex Pistols are actual trash, so they're out.
They're fucking dope trash. They can't play for shit, and that's dope.
What was the second choice?
The Clash or the Ramones?
The Clash.
Me too.
Yeah, the Clash. They're actual musicians.
They're so actually dope.
They were actual pioneers.
Well,
there you go.
The pioneers of...
They're arguably more iconic too. They have more recognizability. Well, they're like,
we're not asking all that.
Hey, I'm just saying which one's
just because they're a bunch of fucking wops with leather jackets.
Hey, they were Jews, dude.
Oh, well, you're the one who talks bad about Jews. Go ahead, your turn.
Hey, I happen to be a wop, dude.
Hey, go ahead. Yeah, you agree with Kanye. Go ahead.
Yeah, Kanye agrees that the Ramones are the best punk band.
You know what? We should spice it up. Everyone's talking bad about everyone but the Italians, so let's bring that back.
Yeah. Let's bring racism against Italians back. Let's do that.
They got Asian hate. They got obviously the Hispanic things going on with the fucking, you know.
We're popping off. We're popping off.
Well, that's going on.
So yeah. About time black people fucking stick it to Guido Sarducci.
Always blacks. Again. Whites suck in general. Everyone knows.
Fucking white people.
But let's fuck with the Italians. Yeah. Fuck with them.
Well, I saw a meme not that long ago where it was like a Nazi symbol. It's like we don't really like you, but come on, we hate minorities, don't we?
Yeah. Well, like you're on the color shading. You're closer to me, so come on over.
Yeah.
It's like that.
What? Italians?
Yes, Italians. That's the joke. So you know what else is the joke?
Violent Night.
Bloody Christmas, Bloody Christmas.
It's
they're both get them out of
which
here.
One did you
can only you have to watch one of them again. Which one is it?
Which one's shorter?
Christmas Bloody Christmas.
That one
by like an
substantially.
Hour
substantially.
That one.
Okay, which one did you like less?
Violent Night. At least like I no neither.
Violent Night is a bad corporate product. Christmas Bloody Christmas is a trashy. Christmas slash.
It felt like an uninspired cash grab is what it felt like.
When I see people saying an instant classic, I'm like, dude, that's
they're
so
stupid.
Fucking sad.
See, and I hate to.
Why? Because it has Santa?
I hate to say my problem with Joe Bigos, but my problem with Joe Bigos is I feel like all of his movies, he has a good idea, but that's it. It's like an idea, and then he's like, how can I stretch this into 74 minutes? I don't know. Let's just put a bunch of filler.
Well,
you're starting over to...
I'm going to tell you this. Like most poor people around the world, I've been disappointed by Santa twice this year.
Violent Night and...
That's the one. Put it up on the thing. That's the quote of this ep.
Like most poor people in the world, I got disappointed by Santa twice this year.
That's it. Who goes there? 2022.
Put it on the shirt.
No, wait. And I mean,
I can say that because I know what it feels like to be disappointed by Santa Claus.
Same.
Well, and then the mean one came out, which we didn't watch, which is the Grinch slasher one, which is David Howard Thornton playing. It's
really,
you didn't see the thing?
Nope.
And it's supposedly horrible. So I'm sad personally. If everyone was as obsessive as me, we could have done the mean one, Violent Santa, Christmas Bloody Christmas, do our rewatch of fucking Silent Night, Deadly
Garbage
Night
2, Day,
and our fucking Santa Jaws, and just fucking killed ourselves afterwards.
Well, Rhett goes down as saying like Garbage Day is like surface level.
It's entry level. Fuckery with that movie. It's the biggest meme of the movie. It's like you don't know the deep cuts of Silent Night, Deadly Night 2.
Yep.
It's just like The Room with like, oh, hi, Mark. It's like, yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, cool. Good joke.
Punish. Cool. Garbage Day. Punish. Great. Good for you.
Yeah.
You picked one meme out
of
this
movie.
I'm
glad you guys are doing... I have to remind myself, though, like most people haven't even watched it. So watch that. And wait around after the first 40 minutes.
Okay.
Huh. Uh-oh.
What's the Santa Claus movie that you would recommend instead of either of these two?
Santa's Sleigh.
As a horror film?
As any film.
Dude, I'm not... I'm sorry. Like, I think you know I'm not the big... I'm not big on Santa Claus as anything. I don't even think it's a necessary... If it was up to me, it would go bye-bye. I don't think it does anything.
Oh, the bye-bye man. Okay.
I don't think it serves any reason for anything.
The pee-pee-poo-poo
man. It's just... I don't think it's that harmful. But I don't think it's a necessary tradition we have.
I would choose Rare Exports.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. Now that you went there, Let me go to that fucking weird ass crazy one we did, which was an influence on Home Alone.
Rare like Exports.
Deadly Games.
I think that was Rare Exports.
No, we went into this two or three episodes ago. Remember the one where the kid is like fucking fighting Santa Claus in his house? And it's like super violent and it's a French movie and it has freaking...
Yeah, what was that called?
Deadly Games. It has like three different names.
No, Deadly Games is the one. It's the one with Michael Pitt, right?
No, my lord,
my lord.
We just had this talk like three episodes ago. This one.
Oh yeah, the one from the 80s.
Oh yeah, that one's pretty fun.
That one is wackadoodle.
Fucking dope.
1982.
That's how you fuck with Santa Claus.
Okay, I'm with you.
Wait, 1989.
But, I mean, dude, do you remember there's like, oh, we watched Mystery Science Theater 3000's episode on Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
Oh, Jesus.
That's fucking better than this, especially watching those guys make fun of it. But, yeah, I like Deadly Games. It has like fucking three other names, though, because it's foreign and it wasn't over here for like 10 years. That's on Shudder, though. I think it's on Shudder right now for listeners. It was on Shudder a couple years ago, and I think it went back on there.
So. Would you recommend anybody watch either of these two movies, Matt?
Christmas Bloody Christmas, yeah. Okay. I think a lot of people will like it. I think it's one of those ones that you can like watch with your friends, and if you watch it with a normie, like I think they're really going to have their mind blown. I think Violent Night is just too vapid. It's just too empty. Like, there's nothing there. I mean, with the exception of the nail through Homeboy's jaw, which was pretty cool. Like, I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting him to step through the step and then his foot go into the nail, but getting it under his chin, that was pretty dope.
There's a few moments like that.
It had
2 hours.
I mean, it had its moments when it wasn't pitch black and impossible to see.
Pitch Black's a dope movie, dude.
It is, dude.
Oof. What about you, little homie?
What would I recommend? I'd recommend Christmas Bloody Christmas to probably the majority of listeners here, especially if you have Shudder, you might as well give it a shot if you haven't. And also, if you like fucking Motorhead and think Lemmy is God, this is definitely the movie for you. This is definitely for you. If you think Alien Covenant is better than the other ones, then this is for you.
This is for you, dude.
Child's Play 2.
This is for you, dude.
Which I think is second best of the series for what it's worth. Then this is for you. this is my favorite Beagles movie so far. I'd recommend that. Violent Night, I had my coworkers, you know, and these are like people in their early 60s, some of them late 50s, like, oh, I kind of want to go see that Violent Night movie. And it's like, do I tell them I saw it? Because they're going to ask me if it's good. And then if I don't tell them it's good, that means that I'm a dick, right?
Yeah.
But then I'm like, yeah, I saw it. And it's like, oh, it's good. It's good. Instant classic. That's the question from this old dude. And I'm like, not to me, but I mean, you might like it.
That's the ultimate insult.
Well,
might like it.
He probably would. He probably would. This guy.
Not to
this,
me, but I have better taste
this
than
this gentleman
you.
Is 27 years sober. He's been in the field 20 years. It's not that I have better taste. It's like he's not going to a movie looking for the same stuff.
Hey, Violent Night, not for me, but you might like it.
No.
You fucking cuck.
Yeah. That's such a good insult, man. It's so good.
Well, he asked if it's
Christmas, buddy, Christmas. Christmas?
Well, how do you go from is it good, instant classic? How do you go from is it good to is it an instant classic in less than a second without a first response? Like, Jesus Christ, man.
All right. Well,
what's your standard for a fucking classic? Everything? It has Santa, instant classic.
Well, I mean,
idiot!
Anything that's in the past is a classic, dude.
Oh, yeah, huh?
That's like, how time works.
Jesus Christ.
Alrighty, idiots. Well, that's the Who Goes There podcast for two Santa movies, which were terrible. We hope you've enjoyed your time with us this evening.
Christmas wasn't terrible.
It was.
It was. It was not. I don't think it was.
They both trash.
It was actually pretty. It was dope.
Trash.
Violent Night. I'm sorry. There's a dude on.
It doesn't even qualify as trash.
There's a dude on our Discord.
It doesn't even qualify. What's next week, boys?
It's the year in
the God. Oh, my God.
I think.
I feel like I have two top five contenders for worst movies.
Probably.
Oh, fuck.
There's a lot.
We'll see you next week when we talk about the worst movies of the year in my favorite episode of the whole fucking stinky year.
Dude, you laugh like that fucking incel killer.
Good.
You are the incel killer.
I thought you said you laugh like an incel, but then I heard killer. I'm like, yes.
Yes.
Killer incel.
I got one.
This is Jorge signing up.
This is Matt.
This is Ree.
Bye, idiots. Bye. And I hate your fucking guts.
Bye.
Bluetooth.
I'm not going to worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever going to be all right, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.